This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Some Democratic lawmakers and some victim of car crashes are not very happy with Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer reached a deal with Republican legislators to change Michigan's auto insurance laws, which would, among other things, eliminate mandatory unlimited medical coverage for severely injured car crash victims. Instead, the overhaul would offer a tiered system of coverage, giving car owners a choice in how much medical coverage to buy. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick was at an event with opponents of the deal. What are those legislators and car crash victims saying?
Well, they had some pretty strong words for Governor Whitmer. They felt that this was, on a couple of particular levels, kind of a betrayal. They felt that this was a fundamental attack on the system that has guaranteed coverage for so many people who have been our car accident survivors and have suffered serious injuries as a result. This is what State Representative Isaac Robinson from Detroit had to say.
She has to be held accountable for these broken promises.
Yeah.
This breaks the promise to end redlining. This breaks the promise to protect our health care.
So in terms of what he was talking about there, in terms of redlining, this legislation does explicitly ban the use of some what are called non-driving factors that are used to determine insurance rates, for example, things like credit scores, and bans the use of zip codes. But these Democrats say that there are a lot of loopholes in this bill that will allow insurers essentially allow them to continue doing just what they're doing, just sort of in a more covert way.
But overall, this is supposed to lower auto insurance premiums, stop the auto insurance industry from using discriminatory non-driving factors to set rates, things like zip codes, gender, credit scores, and so on. So why are the state representatives from Detroit, where insurance rates are sky high, highest in the nation, why would they be opposed at all?
Well, a couple reasons. The first is, as I mentioned, that they say that despite the explicit language in this bill that bans the use of things like, as you said, credit scores and gender and zip codes, it doesn't necessarily ban, for example, what's called territorial rating. So if insurers can't necessarily use your zip code, but they can use geographic areas to set rates, and their contention is that they're going to continue doing just that. It may reduce disparities between zip codes somewhat, but overall, people who live in certain areas are probably still going to get hit with higher rates.
That sounds like a pretty big loophole there.
Yeah, and also the use of credit scores, but it doesn't ban the use of, for example, credit history or what's called an insurance score, which is sort of a different version of the same thing. So there's that. And then there's also the fact that they say that these mandated rate reductions are only going to go toward the personal injury protection portion of an insurance premium. And that doesn't take into account all the other factors that the personal injury protection is about half of what makes up your premium. But there's other factors as well. So they're saying this is essentially they're giving up a lot. And, for a lot of folks may not see much of, if any, rate reductions.
These Democrats are ticked off at Governor Whitmer. 19 Democrats voted against this deal, and they say they're going to hold Whitmer responsible, as you mentioned earlier. But how much power do they really have to do that?
I don't know that they have much at this point. I mean, even several members of their own caucus defected, and I guess you could say, and voted with the majority of the Republicans to support these bills. And they're certainly trying to exercise some leverage over Governor Whitmer, hinting at least that they're going to be less inclined to work with her on future legislation. But in terms of this bill, it seems that the governor has her mind made up that this is a good bipartisan compromise. And at this point, their political options are pretty limited. Now, there was talk about possibly starting a voter referendum, but that was when things were different last week, and I don't know if that's still really in the cards.
Michigan Radio reporter Sarah Swick covers Detroit for us. Thanks very much for talking with us, Sarah.
Thanks a lot, Lester.